character to guide me to the next stage of my adventure. Your ability to motivate me and your belief in my gifts has set my feet firmly on this path. Thank you. Chelsea and Jay. Chelsea, you were the catalyst for this book. Sitting at the counter that day when you said you already have a book written was a light bulb moment. Jay, your willingness to do whatever was necessary to give me the space and a beautiful home to write in was appreciated. You are both lovely souls, and I am grateful. Rose, Angie, and Donna, thank you, ladies, for believing in me and giving me space to bring light into the world. You have built up my confidence and been wonderful supporters of all things light. Georgina, you are the most radiant, lovely woman I have had the honor to know. You opened your world to allow me to teach and learn. I am grateful for your graciousness. Keep connecting the light workers in the magical way that you do. Jeannie and Richard, you came into my life in a most delightful way and brought transformation on such a deep level. I thank you both for seeing my light before I ever did. Your gift is in leading others to be the truest form of themselves. You bring sparkle, joy, and infinite wisdom to my world. The following people I have been blessed to have in my life over the years. Their influence has been like a seed planted that keeps growing and producing beautiful flowers. Each and every one of you has been an important part of my adventure. Thanks for being my friends. Ethel and Bruce Henry, Kathy and Brian Cardell, Tammy Willow, Jay Bettis, Lori and Todd Labrador, Randy and Debbie McCartney, Nina Dow, Carmen McKenzie, the Melanson Clan, Norm and Jane Herbin, Dave and Debbie Toom, the amazing Kelly family, my Vineyard family, my Lambrook Park Church family, Lion of Judah family, Don Crawford, Joan Knott, Jean Hersom, Mike and Moira Jones, Darren and Kathleen Stone, Jackie and Todd Monroe, Carrie Harvey, Kel and Lori Franzen, all the Tacraw boys and their families, Terry Kerr, Bruce and Lorraine Friesen, my hypnotherapy family, and Dr. Philip Ney. There are so many more people that I have been blessed to have in my life. If you know me, you are valued and consider yourself written here as well. Preface. When I was in high school, English was my favorite subject. I would write for hours upon hours. I kept journals for most of my life. I wrote several amateur plays, and writing short stories was my favorite thing to do. I always dreamed that one day I would write a real book that would make a difference in people's lives. My own life was chaotic and tumultuous most of the time, and writing offered an escape for me. I have always had an intense curiosity to adventure my way through life, learning and experiencing as much as I could. I constantly moved around, changed jobs, went to school, traveled, and met as many people as I could. For years, I thought there was something wrong with me. I could not just seem to settle down into one thing and be content. I remember one year my son bought me a sign that was hand-painted with the words, "Not all those who wander are lost." It literally changed my thinking from believing that my thirst for adventure was a character flaw into realizing that I was living my life to the fullest. It is because of all the people I have been honored to meet along the way, all the adventures I have participated in, and the many life lessons I have learned that has given me the confidence to write this book. I had a few ideas for different books floating around in my head for years, but every time I thought it was time to go ahead and start writing, I felt like I was swimming through peanut butter. Nothing but struggle and getting nowhere. One day, I was in my kitchen visiting with my neighbor. She was asking me some questions about how I do what I do. I explained to her my process of meditating on a client and psychic journaling. She was fascinated and asked how many pages of these notes I had. Well, I pulled out my stack of 20 or so journals with the hundreds of readings I had conducted. She looked at me and said, "Well, there's your book right there. It's already written." Something inside of me just clicked and I realized she was right. All the while I was trying to come up with some unique